Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Hope that you're having an amazing day. We are finishing up John chapter 20. Tomorrow will be 21, and on the very last day of the month, we'll finish the whole book of John. So you've been with me on a long adventure through the long book, and it's been really fun. This is also to show you that it's not that hard to read the Bible, just in little increments and get through quite a bit. So anyway, we're in John 20, verses 19 through 30 in the International Children's Bible, ICB, and this is what it says. It was the first day of the week. That evening, Jesus' followers were together. The doors were locked because they were afraid of the Jews. Then Jesus came and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. His followers were very happy when they saw the Lord. Then Jesus said again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I now send you." After he said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they are not forgiven." Thomas, called Didymus, was not with the followers when Jesus came. Thomas was one of the 12. The other followers told Thomas, "We saw the Lord." But Thomas said, "I will not believe it until I see the nail marks in his hands, and I will not believe it until I put my finger where the nails were and I put my hand into his side." A week later, the followers were in the house again. Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but Jesus came in and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look at my hands. Put your hand here in my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you see me. Those who believe without seeing me will be truly happy." Jesus did many other miracles before his followers that are not written in this book. But these are written so that you can believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Then by believing, you can have life through his name. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I know I probably would have been Thomas. I would have been so dumbfounded by the fact that people were saying they saw you. I would have said, well, only if I stick my finger in the wounds and my hand in his side would I believe. And so, Lord, you also said, you believe because you see me. Those who believe without seeing me will be truly happy. And that's me, and that's us, and that's all the people I'm praying for today, because we haven't seen you. We weren't in first century Jerusalem. Instead, we are here, and you promise that we will be truly happy. We will have deep, deep joy. And part of that is because we have received the Holy Spirit, and we are not alone. We have been bought with a price. And that to me is just so very beautiful. Thank you for the fact that all of these miracles were written down. Thank you that you've given us a hint here in this particular passage that our resurrection bodies are going to be cool and they're not going to be what we might think. Like, Jesus could walk through walls. That's really awesome. And maybe he could fly too. I don't know. But when we have our resurrected bodies, we're not going to have the infirmity that we have right now. So I pray for my friends who are battling chronic illness. I pray for my friends who are sick today. I pray for my friends who are dying of something. I pray for those who are battling something physically that they can't even understand what it is, and doctors can't understand. Lord, help us to look forward to that day when we will have a new body, one that is not like the one we have right now, the one that's prone to death and to decay, but it's going to be beautiful. And Lord, I know that as I get older, I definitely think a lot more about this, because things aren't as they used to be. So, Lord, I pray for all of us, especially those battling body image, because I'll just throw myself in there. It's hard in a culture bent on looking like perfection when you age and you get older and things aren't as they used to be. But, Lord, that's an idol. And so please forgive me for chasing after that idol. And would you help all of those who are battling body image issues just to lift our eyes, to see that this is not all there is, to set our minds on heaven and not on the things of earth, to retrain our minds not to believe the lies of the world, but to believe the truth that we are fearfully and wonderfully made and wonderfully loved. So Jesus, we love you and we thank you for this. I pray this in your powerful, beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. We're going to start Romans on December 1st in a celebration of Outrageous Grace Every Day, my new book that's coming out. Some people ask, when do you have time to write a book? And I've written like three or four this year, and I don't know the answer to that. I just keep doing it because God has given me such a zeal to do so. So anyway, I hope you have an amazing day, and you are loved. You are so loved, and you are graced with His presence, and you are set free from the past. Rest in that today.